I'm Paul Wiegraf, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me today is the owner of Del Art Cinema, Bob Weir, and Lauren McMahon from the Delaware Art Museum. We're here to talk about a really exciting collaboration between Del Art Cinema and the Delaware Art Museum. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Welcome. Pleasure
and
to be here.
Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
So the Del Art Cinema streaming right now, but it has a history that goes back to this past summer. Let's go back to the beginning, talk a little bit about how this was conceived, bringing Del Art Cinema together with Delaware Art Museum. Lauren, why don't we start with you? I don't know who started the idea or who approached whom, but...
Well, I was not there for the initial spark, but my understanding is that Heather Morrissey, who's our director of operations at the museum, was giving Bob a tour to talk about upgrading our a lot of our AV equipment and things like that. And Bob walked into the auditorium and a light bulb went off. Is that about right, Bob?
That's absolutely right. I mean, I've done a lot of work with production at the art museum, and I've always known that the theater was there, but I've never been in it. And it wasn't until I walked in there that I realized that this facility could definitely be utilized as a place to show films.
It really is a perfect space for that. It's intimate, but visibility is great. You've got the platform there for projecting. So, Bob, you were in there doing some other technical work and consulting. Was that it?
Yes. Part of what else I do is AV and production, sound and lighting, and the museum wanted to upgrade, see what they could do about upgrading some of their equipment. And after I was finished walking through the theater, I was on my way out talking with Heather and looked at her and I said, I've got to throw something at you. How would you feel if I brought a movie series, an art film movie series to the museum? What would be your thoughts on that? And I said, you don't have to answer now. Just give me a call if you're interested. And I think she literally called me the very next day.
Interesting. So was this after COVID struck or was this pre-COVID?
It was slightly pre-COVID. I mean, it was just a couple weeks before COVID.
Yeah, I think
You immediately had to shift gears. I'm sorry, Lauren.
No, I apologize. I said, I think the ink was just dry on the contract when we had to shut down.
So how did you go about shifting gears? Because I think it's a really fascinating story of adapting.
Well, we had lots of meetings trying to figure out what we could do. And of course, the infamous roller coaster ride that we've all been on as far as this pandemic is concerned. We were trying to figure out a way to keep the word out of the art museum and try and figure out a way what we could do about films. And then we came up with the idea. We were walking through the park. Let's go look at the parking lot. Let's see if we can do a drive-in. And we figured out how many cars we could hold. And then we just put together a quick series of, just classic films. And one thing led to another. And we got a drive-in off the ground at the art museum.
So those films took place this past summer and into the fall, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And now you've migrated in a different direction because of the weather. Let's talk a little bit about the Del Art Cinema streaming.
Okay. I'm friends with the owner of the Rehoboth Art Film Society in Rehoboth, Sue.
Sue Early, yep.
Yes, I was looking at her website and noticed that there was a tremendous amount of films on her calendar. And then I was trying to figure out what they were doing. And then I just went ahead and just clicked on one. It was one I wanted to see and realized that we could stream this. So I started, doing the homework to try and figure out how that we could put together a film program streaming online. It took a little while and a lot of trial and error, but we found the right company to be able to partner with for being able to stream online.
Now, we know the Delaware Art Museum goes back to the early 1900s. I mean, it's a landmark institution in Northern Delaware. What's the early history of Del Arte Cinema? When did you form this?
Well, this formed shortly after I left Theater N. And that's when I had the conversation with Heather to be able to move, or not move, but have the film program at the theater itself in their auditorium. And that's how pretty much how that got started.
Now, Lauren, this is an interesting partnership between the Art Museum and Del Arte Cinema. I know the Art Museum has been committed in recent years to a broader array of programming. Is this part of that consideration?
I'm not sure initially that it was, but we've been talking a lot lately, Bob and his team and myself, about expanding and becoming more diverse with our offerings.
Mm-hmm. And so, how does this work with Delaware Art Museum membership? I believe this is one of the perks of a certain level of membership. Is that right?
There's an upgrade to a membership. You can join as a basic member, and for an additional, I believe it's $20, you become a member of Del Arte Cinema with a lot of perks, $2 off of in-house screenings, $2 off of drive-ins, in-house screenings when we can start them again, $2 off of lawn films, free popcorn refills, and then there's a frequent film goer program where every 10th film is free, advance notice and discounts for special screenings, invitations to member-only events and screenings, and I think there's either a mask or a tote bag involved.
Right. So the ultimate goal in a post-COVID world is to have a, what'd you say, 110 seat? Or no, it's larger than that.
It's 169.
169 seat theater, film theater, to show films. Bob, talk a little bit about the range of films that you've shown thus far, the types and how you select them, where you secure them from.
You talk about as far as the drive-in was concerned last season?
And now with the streaming.
Oh, okay. Well, we're a little, like as I mentioned earlier, we're a little at the mercy of what the distributors are allowing us to get. One of the, you know, issues that we run into is if it's from one of the streaming companies, well-established streaming companies, if they're the producers, they actually want to just keep it in their domain so they can boost subscriptions. Mm-hmm. So they're not readily available to us. We're trying to convince them that by giving other people who don't, you know, subscribe to their organization, the ability to see the film if they choose not to, but they're not going for that. They're not very happy with that. But as far as the selections, one of the things that a lot of these organizations will do is, especially the ones, we have a lot of films that are up for awards, and those films, they're not having a problem with having people screen because they want as many people to see them as possible.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular titles that we would be familiar with?
I'm actually looking at the website now, which is delartcinema.com.
Good. I was going to ask you that.
Yes. It was delartcinema.com. My best guess would be just to go ahead and take a look and see if there's anything that would interest anybody.
That's great. Now, I'm curious about the, without getting too technical, the films that you stream, do they remain with the distributors and there's simply a link that goes to their servers, or do you actually get some kind of a file that you put on your servers that people access? I'm curious, how does that work?
Well, when you select a film on the website, it'll take you to a third party organization, which is who we partnered with and their servers actually have the films on them. And they're under contract by the distributors to say, have a film that starts on Friday and keep it for 2 weeks. And then after that 2 weeks, it comes down. And we follow how long each film's going to be up for having the ability to stream. And then when it's done, we take it down. And anybody, when you pick a film, after you pick it and pay for it, you'll have up to 72 hours to watch it. So if it's a situation where you watch a third of it and you get called away, you can come back the next day and finish it.
Can you actually go back and watch it again
for
in that 72-hour period?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, you have access to the film for a full 72 hours, which is great. I mean, if, like you say, is for a two-hour film, maybe it's hard to commit 2 hours at any one time, and it gives you that luxury. And like you say, you can take a break, run up and get something out of the fridge. And
go make some popcorn.
Yeah, make some popcorn and come back and watch it. Now, before we continue, I just want to remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Joining me today are Bob Weir, the owner of Del Art Cinema, and Lauren McMahon from the Delaware Art Museum. We're talking about the partnership between the two, featuring Del Art Cinema streaming and coming this spring and summer, some more drive-in movies, and ultimately moving into the, is it the DuPont Auditorium at the in the lower level of the Delaware Art Museum. A lovely space for meetings, for small presentations, and certainly for film. Bob, are there any particular types of films that you look for or do you look for a range? And what are some sort of the criteria that you use to select the films?
Well, for the drive-in, we like to look for classic family films and just, you know, the a lot of the known classics themselves, and put together a schedule where, and we're only showing, where the typical drive-in used to show two films, and the concept would be that the first film would be family oriented for the kids, and then the kids would eventually fall asleep, and then the second film would be for the adults. We're just trying to go across the board with family friendly and fun films, including in the classics.
So what do you envision the schedule looking like this summer? Is it going to be a once a week or every few weeks, or?
We're putting the schedule together now. We feel that every Friday night is when we'll be doing the films, and starting in mid-April. So we'll have a very aggressive schedule for mid-April until the end of October.
And for the streaming video, the streaming films, do they become available as you're able to access them, or is there a particular rotation schedule?
It all depends on the film distributors and when they want to release them. Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of films in the closet right now just waiting for public release because they obviously want the theaters back open again.
So you're working with a number of distributors. You're not relying on just one.
No, I'm all the way across the board. Neon, A24, a lot of them.
Okay. And are you conferring with Sue Early down at Rehoboth Beach Film Society on a regular basis? Or because I know she has she researches thoroughly films from all over the world.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to get her, or hire her film booker.
Great.
Okay. The online or the in-house films. But the actual person who's doing our programming for the live stream is Bev Zimmerman.
All right.
Who was partnered with me during the Theater End days. And we got together and I asked her if she was interested in wanting to book the films for the streaming, and then we'll work our way into the inside theater.
So this is a great opportunity for you on behalf of Del Art Cinema to have a venue to be presenting this films. But any partnership involves mutual benefit. Lauren, talk a little bit about how this film series is helping Delaware Art Museum. What benefits does it provide to you?
Oh, it provides exposure. it gets more people to the museum who have not been to the museum before. We're looking at, actually, Bob and I talked earlier today about a film, I believe from 2011 or so, that's being re-released called Effie Gray.
That actually, 2014.
That actually has a tie-in to our pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood collection. Okay. Yeah, so tie-ins like that we'll look out for. But getting more people to the museum and aware of what we're doing is a big goal.
So are you finding new audiences coming in, new individuals that might not have been familiar with the art museum in the past?
We definitely did through the drive-in series. Okay. I couldn't say about the streaming at this point. I haven't seen Bob's list, but we'll compare notes there.
Okay. And Bob, do you track who's coming in? Are you able to see how many unique viewers there are and that sort of thing?
Yes, as a matter of fact. The interesting thing is, since we started this, and it's only been a couple of weeks, I've talked with Lauren about not really pushing the streaming stuff until we've had a chance for patrons to come in, beat up the website and make sure there aren't any issues, and kind of a beta test type thing.
Okay.
And so far, so good. We've had one glitch that was straightened out rather relatively quickly. Now we're talking about the social media aspect of getting the word out there, as well as, promotion and all that.
And again, for our listeners, the website is delartcinema.com. Correct, Bob? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about, you mentioned promotion. Talk a little bit about that. How are Del Art Cinema and Del Art Museum co-promoting this initiative?
Well, I have the website as well as a social media address on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then I will submit my information to the museum, and then Lauren can take it from there.
The museum is putting out regular emails about programming, what's available, a lot of social media content. I believe we're featuring Del Art Cinema in our spring magazine as well.
Okay.
So we'll continue to do that throughout the year.
So this is some exciting programming going on now, the streaming, but also the upcoming drive-in movies. Lauren, talk a little bit about what else is going on at the art museum at the same time, but any plans for the spring or summer programming?
Well, we've got our happy hours starting again. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Out on Thursday the patio evening. There. Yep.
Yeah, out on the terrace and spreading out into the sculpture garden, mm-hmm. with live music and food vendors, a cash bar. Those, we've done those for, this will be our fifth year, but last year with coronavirus, we were so successful in attracting large numbers of people because people were looking for a safe place to socialize and social distance. So those start up again in May. We'll go through September. And a lot of our other programming is virtual. The Artist Tasty that we would do the first Friday or the second Friday of every month is now virtual. Everybody's itching to get mm-hmm. people back in the spaces.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the museum open at all for
the
viewing
museum
the galleries?
Open.
And if so, how are you coordinating that with COVID precautions in place?
The museum is open. We're not getting that many visitors. It doesn't really pose a problem as far as coordinating.
Okay.
We're working on some virtual tours with larger groups. there's also, we're taking advantage of this time to do a reinstallation of a lot of the galleries. So hopefully once everybody's back, we'll have a little bit of a new look.
Not unlike many of the theaters that are replacing stage floors or rehanging lights or curtains or taking advantage of the dark time. Yeah. So, well, I just think this is a really exciting project. Now, Bob, what's your vision for moving ahead once you are able to get back into the theater space itself, the DuPont Auditorium? Are you envisioning a regular schedule of films with sort of rotating seasonally, or how would that work?
Well, the schedule is, again, once we get inside, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with matinees. We're still going to proceed with the drive-in and the lawn movies as well, because I think that there's a new norm that is that has been generated because of this. And from what I've seen, from the reactions that I've seen with all the people that have come to the drive-in, they've really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So I think that we're just going to continue. What we'd like to do is, when we get a film that we view inside, after we show it that particular weekend, if the distributors will allow us to stream it, and we're going to keep the streaming site up for some of the features we probably won't be able to get. Or if they missed it, they can still see it in the comfort of their home, mm-hmm. especially for people that still don't feel safe coming out.
Right. And I think that really reflects a point that I made in a recent op-ed piece in the Delaware Business Times, that my sense is that no arts organization is going to come out of COVID on the other end and return to doing things only the way they did them in the past. That so many new innovative ways of presenting the arts have evolved over the last year that I really envision hybrids in the future, both virtual and live programming. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today. Bob Weir, the owner of Del Art Cinema, and Lauren McMahon from the Delaware Art Museum. We've been talking about Del Art Cinema and Del Art Cinema Streaming, a partnership between the two organizations. You can find out more about Del Art Cinema at delartscinema.com. Thanks so much for joining us today.